Begin the current Tav, Mesech, the Shabbos, Tav, Lama, Dal, begin the Omed Beis, begin the Taz, Divim, Aschat, begins the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Yisi, Ayman, he says, Bein HaShemash, the period of twilight, is Keheref Ayin, is like the blink of an eye. Shteis comes to qualify, what is Rabbi Yisi's opinion? Does he hold Bein HaShemash is like a Vadai, like there's no period of doubt, or there is a period of doubt? So, Pirush Rashba, the Rashba explains, what Rabbi Yisi is saying is, the aimless topic, but don't be in doubt in the time of Bein HaShemash. Elik shu kerfayin, only the amount that takes for the blink of an eye. That's the time period of the doubt. Meaning, v'lei b'zman gadol, not such a large measurement, a large time in k'moyishim is stopping by tanakam, like the first tanoim, that they have a doubt is as long as when the sun sets, as long as the eastern front is red. Because as Taisa explains, that's what you're saying, don't have such a large amount of doubt, rather it's a small doubt like the blink of an eye. Because Aval Ein Lafar Rabbi Yisi don't explain like Rabbi Yisi like one could read that Ein Mistapik Rabbi Yisi Neshmash Klal. It sounds like from his words that he's saying, "Lo, he's not in doubt regarding there's no period of twilight at all." V'alchikam, and this is what he's saying. You know what it is? Clarifying like the blink of an eye. Ani Makar, I can recognize. Ubaki by non-proficient, Masa Zanichnas V'Zayeti. When does nighttime come and when does daytime leave? V'Yidia Ani Masahu Yam. I know Wednesday and I know Masahu Laila. When's nighttime? It's the blink of an eye. This one changed and this one's come. So it sounds like he's saying that, yeah, because there's no period of doubt, this one leaves and this one comes. Says the Rashman, no, don't say that. The Brisa teaches, so Rabbi Yisi said, similar to what we discussed here in our sugya, that if the person sees a discharge, one that's by twilight and one that's definitely day or night, that is suffik latuma ula carbon. That's a situation of doubt regarding if you're tummy for 7 days. And for the laws of carbon, Pirish, what does that mean to say? Someone saw Matzah Shabbos by twilight. And by Monday, so during the daytime, so suffik l'tumah, you have a doubt regarding laws of tumah. Why? Why are you not sure if the tumah is 7 days? Because the shema bein hashmash is kulam ayayim. Maybe the bein hashmash of Matzah Shabbos was all from Shabbos, was still considered daytime. And as is obvious from our sugya, which we explained with Rashi, that the daytime is then in the way that of Sunday, because Shabbos was the first discharge, Sunday was nothing, and Monday was the next one, Vitar is going to be Tar. So therefore, maybe not even Tameh 7 days. Maybe that Matzah Shabbos was all that Bein HaShemash was from nighttime. So therefore, Havishne Yom Ritzufim B'Tameh. So therefore, there's two consecutive days, and it's going to be Tameh. Because that of Matzah Shabbos was really Sunday, and then you saw a second one on Monday during the daytime. Now, Veshemim in the Yom in the Laila, what's the doubt regarding carbon? Because maybe the Matzah Shabbos one of Bein HaShemash was partly Shabbos and partly Sunday. Oh, and then the third one you saw was on Monday. Ve'ikosh leishu yom ritzuf mechayiv carbon. And therefore, there's three consecutive days. And therefore, there's actually even a liability of carbon. But Alma, that's how the explanation of what is Rabbi Yisi saying within in the Tosefta. One thinks is the Rashba. Alma, you see, the Rabbi Yisi nami mesafkele b'hu karefayin. He also holds there such a halachic doubt of Bein HaShemash is regarding twilight, regarding what it's considered. It's just that he holds that the doubt is a very small time span, like that of a blink of an eye. So it's not such a large timing of 13 and a half minutes. It's not like all the other measurements of the Tanakama, but he does agree to this principle of doubt. It's just that it's literally, it takes a split second, but that split second is maybe day, maybe night, maybe both, and therefore he does hold of it. It's just not as long as the other pins. Next says, Damascus says, begins the words of the Gemara, Safak Latuma Ula Carbon, which we just alluded to this halacha in the previous tesis. Our sugi discusses this, that you could have the halachic relevancy of Bein HaShemash as being maybe day or maybe night or maybe both day and night is regarding a doubt of Tuma and for that of carbon, which tesis comes to explain, first of all, what's the situation of this doubt and also the different options of this doubt. That is we had the mission that was brought into Sugya regarding a Zav that sees two discharges by two Bein HaShemashes. That's what we said is a suffix for Tumah and for carbon. That's the relevancy of what we said to say that Bein HaShemashes has maybe day and night in that one Bein HaShemashes itself. Now, Pishbuk and Jirashi explains what's the elements of this suffix. Is the Shema Bein HaShemashes, and what does this Mishnah in Zavim come to tell us? The Shema Bein HaShemashes region may be the first twilight, Kulam in the Yoy, maybe it was all from the daytime. V'sheini kulam in the laila, maybe the second one was all from the nighttime. And therefore, we have a doubt. Maybe there's not even tumah here for 7 days at all. Because it has to be consecutive. And you have one day of nothing in between. Because the first one was daytime, the second one was nighttime. And therefore, although they were consecutive Bein HaShemashes, but they're not really connected because there's a day separating. And therefore, there's not going to be a tumah here at all of that of Ziva. That's how Rashi explains it. Besides Taisa Balein here, this does not seem to be the correct interpretation. Why? Because the Irishan Kulam and Ayayim, if the first Benesh Mash was all from the daytime, Shani Nami Kulam and Ayayim, then the second one should also be all from the daytime. Because how could the whole period of Benesh Mashes be by one daytime and be by one the other one nighttime? The way Rashi is explaining of the Suffolk Maman of Shach. If you talk about the whole Benesh Mashes, it should be either one or the other. Another question is the Amal Kaman Bishmait. The Gemara later on the Vlamhamad Bay says, Ha'isa Malacha Bishne Benashmashas. If someone does Malacha by two Benashmashas, meaning he does twilight on Erev Shabbos, he does twilight on Matzah Shabbos. Now, by both of them, you have a doubt, was the Malacha done on Shabbos or a weekday? So that the Gemara says, Chayiv Chatzis Mimanav Shach. Either way you look at it, this person is going to be obligated in the Karban Chatzis because Mimanav Shach is, if Benashmashas is daytime, then he did a problem on Matzah Shabbos. If it's nighttime, he did a problem on Friday night. But says Taisil Pesha Kondra, according to Rashi's interpretation, why is it Mamanam Shachayev Achatos? Ha'ikulimim, you could say, Shema Benash Mashis to Erev Shabbos Kulayim. If you're saying that it could totally depend, one Benash Mashis, the whole thing you could say one way, another one the other way, then you could say same thing over there on the Gemara later on. Shema Benash Mashis to Erev Shabbos Kulayim. Maybe the twilight on Friday evening was all daytime. Umatzah Shabbos Kulalayla, the one on Matzah Shabbos was all nighttime, and therefore Vlay Shachayev Achatos. He's not going to have a Karmachatos El Asham. Oh, at most, it's going to be Ashram Tali because it's a doubt, but not for sure definitively that you violated, because one could be, maybe the Friday night one was daytime and maybe the Matzah Shabbos one was nighttime. So therefore, because of this question, Mefarash Rashbam, the Rashbam explains a different interpretation. He explains, what does the Gemara mean, Savik L'Tumah L'Karban, that it's a doubt regarding if you're even going to have the Tumah of 7 days and if you're going to have the Halacha of a Karban at the end, is the following case. Sheruah Ben Ashmashis B'Matzah Shabbos. That he first saw twilight on Matzah Shabbos, and then the Bein HaShmash is the Matzah Yom Sheni, then the twilight after Monday, going into Tuesday night. What's the case? The Shema Bein HaShmash is named Kulam Eliyoyim. Maybe both the twilights were all daytimes. So therefore, the Matzah Shabbos one was really Shabbos, and the Monday night one was really Monday. Let's say both of them, yeah, as Rashbam agrees on the question on Rashi, you can't have one way and one the other way. Or let's say Kulam in the Laila. Let's say both of them were totally nighttime. So the Matzah Shabbos one was Sunday, and the Monday night one is Tuesday. And therefore, according to that, Umafsegim Echabin a time. So it comes out that there was an interruption of a day in between. Vein Kan Tumah. Therefore, there's no Tumah. Because, again, the way the Rashbam is explaining it, not like Rashi, and which is going to be one of the questions on him, is that we're talking about there's a day in between here. It's Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Sheni, and nothing on Sunday. Now, oy shema, but this was the doubt. The doubt was oy shema chetzim and ayyem chetzim alaylo. Maybe both Matzah Shabbos and Monday night, that Benesh Mashes, which, like we said, it's either one way or the other. It has to be that, like, by both of them. Maybe Matzah Shabbos and Monday night are both half and half. Like we said, that's one of the doubts. Maybe it has both day and night in it. Oh, according to that, v'hav ritzufin, then they are consecutive. Because Matzah Shabbos is both Shabbos and Sunday. And Monday night is both Monday and Tuesday. So you had Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Vavret Sufin. So now they're consecutive. And therefore, Tumah Shiv. And therefore, not only are you in this option going to be Tumah 7 days, but it's Chayav Karban. And that's the option that you're also going to be Chayav Karban. But Taisa says, Vakash LePirusha, no, even his interpretation is difficult. Chada, first of all, the Shnei Yam and Bein HaShmashas, when the case is being described within the Mishnah, they were talking about 2 days by twilight, Mashmer Tzufin. It sounds like consecutive. According to him, it's not consecutive. One is on Matzah Shabbos, one is on Monday night. Void, moreover, the Lefizeh, based on the Rashbam's interpretation, Lemishkachas Tumah Zayin B'Leh Karban. You're never going to have the doubt of becoming Tumah 7 days without the doubt of being Chayav Karban. Like we described this case, it's either all or nothing. Either you're not getting anything, not Tumah Zayin, not a Karban, or it's Tumah Zayin and a Karban. The problem is, V'lishna Mashma Savik Tumah L'Chud L'Karban L'Chud. We Rashi explained it, and that's how Taisa is saying that the words sound like that there's two independent doubts. You could have we're only being Tumah 7 days, and you could have only being Chayav Karban, meaning in addition, but those are two different elements, and not necessarily is it going to have to be all or nothing. Void Kashlari, additionally, the Ri finds a difficulty, the Imairi Kishirokal Ben Ashmasha, is that if it's talking about that you saw all of the twilight, which was the way Rashi said, and additionally, Rashbam's going with that too, that Kamoyho Isa Malacha Shnei Ben Ashmasha's Kimifarish Rashbam, meaning that, like, just like over there, obviously, that Halacha must be talking about that the Malacha was done the whole Ben HaShmashes of Friday evening by Ben HaShmashes and Matzah Shabbos by Ben HaShmashes, because if the Malacha was only done partly the Ben HaShmashes, then you wouldn't be able to say Mamanav Shach is Chayav Achatzis. You could say that maybe the Ben HaShmashes, which was only part of it, was the part of the daytime on Friday, and maybe it was part of the nighttime on Matzah Shabbos. Rather, it must be talking about that it was done the entirety of the Ben Hashmashes of Erev Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos. That's how the Rashbam explains also over here, and so does Rashi, that it was done throughout the whole Ben Hashmashes. Therefore, the Ri has the following question. Im Kain, if that's really the case that you saw the whole Ben Hashmashes, then actually, what are you saying that you have the Suffolk only when you see it by two Ben Hashmashes? Even with one discharge and one Ben Hashmashes, still you can be chayiv a carbon. How so? How could you be chayiv by one Ben Hashmashes, chayiv a carbon? So Tais explains. Because the Ben Hashmashes, you're right, most you could have is 2 days but with Ben Hashmashes, but the Ben Hashmashes have a l'chala pachas chatzi mil. We see, as the Gemara explains over here, the different opinions, Ben Hashmashes is at least a half a mil. We find maybe 2/3 of a mil, 3/4 of a mil, but even the more lenient interpretation from Nehemiah is as a half a mil, which to have a elef amma, which a half of a mil, is 1,000 amas, because we know the shear mil, the measurement of the mil, have al payim amas, 2,000 amas, because the previous Rashi depiction, they seem like Rashi explains the Pesach as human of Samach Zayin and Alf. And the Om of a Perek Dal Mistik Mons, and then Samach Gimel Bez explains, Ra'achas Merubik Gimel, if someone sees one discharge, but it's the amount of time that it could take for 3 discharges, Shehi Kim Megidyan L'Shiloh, which is the amount of time it takes to go from Megidyan to Shiloh, Shehem, which that is Shtei Tefilas V'Shnei Sipugin, the amount of time to immerse oneself and dry oneself up, and go again and immerse and dry oneself up, that is the amount of time of having 3 discharges. Harez a zav gomer, that's a full-fledged zav. Now, but the sefta brish mesech the zav and mashma hang your shir kof amana, how much is that? That's a measurement of 100 amos. If so, the measurement of Ben Hashmashes, which is, even according to the more lenient interpretation, is 1,000 amos, must definitely include over here the shir of 100 amos. So different, the one discharge, if you're saying it was the whole Ben Hashmashes, you could split that into 3. So that's going to be 3 discharges. So why are you saying that's only by 2 Ben Hashmashes you're going to have the chiv of the suffix of carbon, when you could have even by one Ben Hashmashes, according to Rashbam and Rashi, that you're seeing it the whole Ben Hashmashes. So, because of these questions, Tosfos disagrees also with Rashbam and brings the Kach Mefarash Rabbein Tam. So, Rabbein Tam explains, no, the Ma'iri Shalai Ro called Ben Hashmashes. No, the person did not have a discharge the whole Ben Hashmashes. Elisha Achas Mo'etes, the Ben Hashmashes, yeah, he saw it just momentarily for in this Ben Hashmashes. Bishah Cheres, the Ben Hashmashes Acha, and then again a little bit, a few moments of the next Ben Hashmashes on the following night. And now we could have the doubt regarding if all you saw was a little bit part of the Ben Hashmashes, maybe that part, because it's only a part. That was what the question he had on Rashi. If it's one way, it's going to be one way by every Ben Hashmashes. No, because you only saw part of Ben Hashmashes. Maybe you saw the part that's all from the daytime. Maybe the part you saw was all from the nighttime. Maybe the part you saw was half day, half nighttime. Now we understand the Mishnah. The doubt regarding Tumah was the Shem HaRishon Kulam HaYom. Maybe the first time, the first night when you saw it by Ben Hashmashes, just a few moments, maybe that was all from the daytime. And maybe the second time when you saw it just for a few moments, not like Rashi, then maybe that was from the nighttime. And therefore you have interruption of a day in between. Oh, maybe no, both of them are daytime, or both of them are nighttime. And therefore you have 2 consecutive days. That's the suffix regarding Tumah. And then you have a suffix look carbon. Why? Shema Rishim and Ayyim and Alayla. Maybe the first one, that few moments, is partly day, partly nighttime. Vasheni Laila in the second night, by Ben Hashmash was all nighttime. By that few moments. Maybe the first time was by daytime. By Beis, Chetzayim and Chetzalayla. And the second time was half day, half nighttime. Veikha Gemra Tzufan. And then we can have 3 consecutive nights. Now, so, but then you have to explain, Vahi, that as we continue on Tabalah and Lamahim and Av, the Gemara later on, and the Lamed Hey, which the Ho'isa Malacha b'shnei Ben Hashmashes. We said regarding someone that does a Malacha by 2 Ben Hashmashes, he does the Ben Hashmashes Erev Shabbos. He does the Ben Hashmashes Matzah Shabbos, which is in one of the Michay V'chatas, because most definitely he did by one of the Malacha. Wait a second, we just described that. No, not necessarily. Could be you did in the daytime of Erev Shabbos. It could be the nighttime of Matzah Shabbos, and you didn't do any Malacha. So explains the Ben Tam. That case has to be Toma when you did a malacha during the whole Ben Hashmashes. Oh, or another interpretation you could give is Shasa Bishneim Betchilas Ben Hashmashes. By both of them, you did the beginning of Ben Hashmashes. So then, the beginning part is going to be the same by both of them. So then, it's either going to be by daytime or it's going to be by nighttime. And so you have to say for the Bryce in the Tesefta Masechta Zav in the first parak, the Shnei Ben Hashmashes that says regarding if there was a discharge by two Beinash Mashas, the Vada, La Tumma Vesavik LeKarban, as you mentioned this in the previous tesis, that for Tumma there's definitive, but for Karban there's a Safik, Marid Nami, that you didn't, that also has to be Tumma, that we know, Kagain Shirah, Bishneim, Betchilis Beinash Mashas, that you saw in the beginning of Beinash Mashas, because if not, then it wouldn't be definitive, even for Tumma, it could be that you had a day in between. But if you saw both Beinash Mashas, you know for sure that both of them were, let's say, either from the daytime or from the nighttime, and then for sure you have two in a row, the whole doubt is regarding that of Karban. Now, but Vaidishlem, another interpretation you could give to answer Rabbeinu Tam's question, which was that you could say that maybe that it wasn't only for part of Beinash Mashas. That actually the Ma'ariv Kishuro called Beinash Mashas, told him, no, that he did have to discharge the whole Beinash Mashas, the way the Rashbam said it. And still, you're not going to have the measurement of the Beinash Mashas to split up into three different re'is to be chayav a carbon, which was Rabbeinu Tam's question. Why not? Because Reb Yosi Tanlo, when we said it's at least going to be half a mil, that was going with Reb Nechemia, and Reb Yehuda is even more than that. But there was a third opinion, which, and that's what the Taisa explained. You could say it's Reb Yosi Tanlo, the Amma that he says Beinash Mashas, clarifying Beinash Mashas like the blink of an eye, Veleka Beis Shir Shlash Harias, and then you're not going to have three re'is to split it up, and therefore, even if you saw it, the whole Beinash Mashas, you're not going to have to add on a third one to be chayav a carbon. Therefore, we have to say it's specifically two Beinash Mashas and not one Beinash Mashas. So Taisus told us three different interpretations. We had the interpretation of Rashi that said that the concern is that maybe the Beinash Mashas of the first night, let's say, was in daytime and the second was in nighttime. So therefore, you have a day in between, and therefore, there's not even going to be the tumma of Ziva, of 7 days. But Taisus' difficulty is that the halacha of Beinash Mashas has to be the same. And so too, as we find by someone does a malacha by two Beinash Mashas, we say there's Michaev Mamonim Shach. Now, that's difficult because the way Rashi says it could be a new malacha at all, because maybe the first one will qualify as daytime and much Shabbos will qualify as nighttime. So Rashbam gives a different interpretation. He says that the first night you saw was Beinash Mashas and Matzah Shabbos, and the second one was Monday night, not Sunday night. Oh, now it makes sense, because if both of them is from the day or from the nighttime, then you have a day in between, then it's going to be tar. Or let's say by both of them is considered nighttime and daytime. Oh, so then there's four consecutive ones that are going to have a carbon. But Taisus finds difficulty because, first of all, when it says two Beinash Mashas, it sounds like it's consecutive, not with a day in between the way Rashbam says it. Moreover, is that here it's not possible to have the suffix term without that of a carbon, because either you're going to have a day in between, you're going to have nothing, or you're going to have four in the row and you're going to have all of them. But the wording of the Gemara sounds like no, it's a suffix of Tumah and a different suffix of maybe also carbon. Additionally, the re-ask is that regarding the Rashbam that says you're the discharge of the whole Beinash Mashas, so then for that re itself you should be chai, because since the Beinash Mashas is 1,000 amma and the shear is 100 ammas for a discharge, then you could have it split up and you could have even three in one re. Why do you have to say it's two re'as? So Rabbeinu Tam explains that no, it's talking about that you only saw part of the Beinash Mashas, so to the next day. And therefore, the doubt is that maybe the first one's from the daytime, and therefore, maybe the second one's from the nighttime. And therefore, then you're going to be tar because of a half sick of a day in between. Or maybe both of them are from the daytime, or both of them are from the nighttime, and then you have two consecutive re'as. Or maybe the first one is from night and day, and the second one's only from night, or the opposite, and then you have three consecutive ones to be chayav a carbon. The Gemara later on that says regarding some of the malacha is but for sure going to have to be chayav achatas. That's when he did a malacha by the whole Beinash Mashas. We did for sure it was done on Shabbos either one way or the other, because if not, then he didn't do anything. So you have to explain the Braisa and Masechta Zavim that when we say the two Beinash Mashas is vadi l'tumah and safek l'karbon is when he had to discharge the whole Beinash Mashas, and therefore it can be vadi l'tumah because for sure you had two consecutive days. The whole doubt is maybe one of the Beinash Mashas was part day and part night, and then it's going to be four consecutive ones to be chayiv a carbon too. Or another approach, Taisa said, to answer Rabbeinu Tam's question is that actually it's talking about that he did have a discharge of whole Beinash Mashas, but still it's not enough in that one re'iyah to be chayiv for three re'iyahs, because it's talking about the Beinash Mashas of Rebbeisi, who according to him, that is just keharifying, like the blink of an eye, which obviously not enough to split up for three different, all you're going to have the most is 2 days, because Beinash Mashas is Safik Yom, Safik Laila, to be for the Safik of Tumah, but you can't have the Safik of the carbon.